Blog Talk Radio.
You tuned in.
First Lady Point of View. First Lady Point of View.
You tuned in.
First Lady Point of View. First Lady Point of View.
Culture, music, news, reviews. You tuned in.
First Lady Point of View.
You tuned in.
First Lady Point of View. First Lady Point of View.
Tapped in, yeah, we always on time. First Lady Felicia K on the line. Wanna know what's poppin'? Tap in for the scoop. On all the hot topics. The latest fashion, new music reviews. The hottest artists in exclusive interviews. You came to the right spot. First Lady on deck, keep it locked.
Keep it locked. Keep it locked. Tuned in.
First Lady Point of View. First Lady Point of View.
You tuned in.
First Lady Point of View. First Lady Point of View.
Culture, music, news, reviews. You tuned in.
First Lady Point of View.
You tuned in.
First Lady Point of View.
It's the First Lady Point of View.
Yes, you are tuned in, and I want to thank you for doing so. I want to say first and foremost, thank you all for tapping in with the kid on this lovely weekend. We got a special guest that's going to be coming to us from San Jose, California, and I'll introduce him shortly. But I just want to make sure everybody is doing well and following the rules. I know. She asks that every time, but it's the climate we're living in. I got to check on my good people, make sure that everybody is well. Social distancing, wearing your face mask, especially if you're in the state of California. It is mandated that you wear your face mask. So make sure that you all are doing so. All right, man, I'm feeling a little bit, you know, I don't know. It's a lot going on with the kid. I haven't really slept well in the last 2 days. I got he told us not to be sad about it, and I don't really want to put it out there, but one of my mentors and my station manager is in a fight right now. And so he's definitely in my prayers, and I wish him well. And I hope I get to see him soon. So with that being said, I think I'm going to get on a record, and then we'll get set up with my guests. How about that? That'll give me a chance to get my bearings. I haven't even had a chance to just kind of process a few things before I went on live today. So that's cool. Oh, but I do want to tell you all to make sure you guys tap in on Wednesdays for the news highlights. And, you know, it might change the day and the time. So you just kind of got to watch out for how it's going to roll out. I don't know if I'm going to be doing it every Wednesday, or if I'm going to change the day, or if I'm going to add a day. It's looking like I might start doing news highlights on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, but the Mondays and the Fridays will change once I'm back in my regular time slot for broadcasting at 96.5. Right now, we're doing a lot of pre-recording and trying to, you know, make it work with the social distancing, but I'll keep you guys posted. How about that? Fair enough? And let you guys know what the deal is. But as far as right here, Blog Talk Radio, it's looking like I'll be doing news highlights on Wednesdays and maybe Mondays and Fridays. And you never know, I might even tap in with you all on Sundays. I kind of like to chill out and do my own thing with my family and at home on Sundays. But I don't know, maybe early in the day, early in the morning on Sundays. We'll just have to see. But Saturdays, today, Saturday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, it still stands. This is the slot for Indie Artist Spotlight, all right? So we will not be censoring my indie artists, so make sure you guys check the visibility, meaning if it is PG-13, explicit content, adult listeners only, make sure you guys check that out. It says so right at the bottom of the episode, so you'll know what the deal is. Okay. I wanted to talk to you guys about a little bit, but you know what? We'll tap in about it after we take this call. Matter of fact, I'm going to pitch right into my guest, all right? So without further ado, we're going to get on my special guest all the way from San Jose, California, and he goes by the name of Get 'Em Els. What's up with you, Els?
What's going on with you?
Oh, man, I'm happy that you were able to be with us today. Tell everybody a little
me
bit
too.
About where you're from.
San Jose, California, Southside.
Okay, okay, okay. So what you got going on as far as, you know, your latest music project?
My latest music projects is coming off of my new album called A Whole Nother Planet. I got a bunch of features on there from all over the world, so I'm excited about this project.
Okay. And which project is this for you? This is your, how many albums have you done thus far?
I want to say this is my second album, and I have a mixtape out there in the world too. So.
Okay. Okay. So I saw one day you said that you consider yourself the hottest artist at your section right now. What made you say that? Do you feel that? Is that like as far as
I just
as
feel like I'm the most motivated right now.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask.
The most motivated, and I'm dropping the most music, and I'm just doing more projects.
Okay, that's what hey, you answered it before I could get into the second half of the question. I was going to elaborate. I was going to elaborate and ask you, did you mean that in the sense of lyrical content or the hustle, the work ethic? And you answered it. So I appreciate that.
I mean, the work ethic is kind of like you got to make your work ethic speak for itself, kind of like.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I kind of took that advice from my OG. Yeah, I took that advice from one of my OG, gave me that advice one day, so I just ran with it.
Okay, so how long have you been doing music?
Well, I've been doing music for 7 years, but I've been taking my career seriously for the last 4 years, I want to say, like doing shows as far as getting out there more.
Okay, so do you have any shows coming up that you want to tell everybody about?
I mean, I would love to tell people about shows right now, but my last show kind of like got canceled because of the virus, so I'm kind of creating more shows.
Right, right. I mean, it's got us all in a bad way because, as you know, I have a whole nother full-time radio job that I do that I've been doing for almost 10 years, and it's just everything is all over the place. We it's all of this pre-recording content, and, you know, it's just a lot, and it's just uncomfortable for everybody, so I definitely respect you wanting to hold off on that. So would you be entertaining the idea of doing, I see a lot of artists now are kind of getting in the mix of doing like virtual sets. Are you kind of like flirting with that idea at all, or you just kind of playing it like it go?
No, you can really do it like that, like the virtual ideas, or you can actually go out of town and like get more shows where people are getting booked out of town.
So what's your preference?
My preference is I'm going to do it both ways for right now, because you got to, like, keep your options open and, like, keep hitting them from different angles, kind of, like, speak.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's a little tricky, though, because, you know, when you're going out of town, but then we have social media. I was going to say it's kind of a tricky thing because it's kind of hard to promote to out-of-towners, you know, that you're coming. But then you got to, that's where I guess we back to that social media thing where you got to utilize that catalyst to really kind of make it do what it do. It's just interesting. It's just got us all in a bad way, if you will. So as far as you want to talk a little bit about a couple of the features, you don't have to tell me all of them or if you want to kind of hold off, but you want to tell me about a couple of the features you got on the project?
Well, I got a few features on there. Or speaking of features, I got my boy Brick. Shout out to my boy Brick. He's from Ohio, Dayton, Ohio. I got my boy on there, Young Dreek. He's from Dayton, Ohio. I went to Cleveland a few weeks ago, and I got a couple features out there we got for a couple projects that we coming with. I got California features on there, too. Don't get it twisted. I still got love for the Bay Area. But I like to go outside the Bay Area so y'all can get heard outside of the Bay Area. If you can feel me, what I'm saying on that.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that concept. I definitely agree with that. You got to do that. Sorry to hear that squeaking. I'm getting my coffee brought to me. Yeah, so I definitely, I got to have it, man.
you need that every morning wake up.
Yeah, you got to have it, man. So as far as the Bay Area, is it just you kind of, like you said, you just kind of mostly want to focus on getting to in touch with other people outside of the Bay Area, or you kind of just feel like you want a fresh sound as well?
I mean, I don't want to just be trapped in one area. I want my music to be worldwide, and so you can reach everybody, like, in every city, like, in every state, so you can really get heard. And the only way to do that, you got to get outside the Bay Area.
You do. So what about production? Did you do some of the production on your project, or did you reach outside of the Bay for your production as well?
I mean, I did a few, but I mean, I messed with a lot of producers and a lot of people that helped me too with my craft and helped me with my projects too. So I work with the team of people that I work with.
Okay. So it's a regular situation, meaning you got your own people that you work with all the time.
I mean, I try to keep my circle close, because you never know who's out there just trying to steal your music or do something faulty with it. So you never know. So you got to really stick with the people you used to working with that you know are actually have the same goal as you.
Yeah. And then I feel like the recipe too, the chemistry with certain things, it's kind of like once they know your sound, you know they sound, it's just more, it's easy to get in and get the work done, because everybody knows each other's formula and format. So yeah, that's definitely a plus. I'm gonna set up and get into a song. Since we're talking about working with people, the first song I want to get on is "A Lady," and it's featuring Maine the God. Tell me a little bit about that. Who is that, and how did you guys come together on this here song?
Well, "My Lady," it came together. It was just an idea I had for talking to the ladies, like my female fans. Like, I'm looking for a good lady, so I mean, that's what I was really speaking on in the subject of "My Lady." And then Maine the God was like one of the people that I've worked with in the Bay Area before. He actually makes beats, and he's a producer, and he does music. So it's kind of like he's all in one. So you got to kind of work with people that work with you, kind of like. And we were just in the studio messing around one day, and they came together. So it's kind of weird how it came together, but it's nice how it came together.
Okay, I agree. I like it. So we're going to get that on. So
I never knew you rap, though.
There it is. That's why it pays to do it the way you do it. You just got to work with a little bit of everybody and get a feel for it.
Hey, networking.
Very chill personality, too. You're very laid back. I can dig it. I like that. Usually, you know, we ain't going to get into that. But, yeah, I like your laid backness. I can really respect that. Well, without further ado, here is "My Lady" by Get 'Em L featuring Maine the God. Check it out and enjoy the ride.
It's the 100K battle. You could be my lady, really, really be my lady. Ride off in a black Mercedes, while we laugh at these punk niggas hating. You could be my lady, really, really be my lady. Ride off in a black Mercedes, while we laugh at these punk niggas hating. Lil' mama, nah, for real. You know you gotta be real. Don't be afraid to be real. Lil mama, let me get a few seconds to introduce myself. They call me Get 'Em L, smile from the shop for show. I know you made that your boy when I step through the door. By my swag, from my style, from my voice to my flow. I'm in here for a minute, trying to get you to go. On a ride with me high, on the way to San Ho. You ain't gotta be shy, girl. I'm here to relieve distress. I'm heaven sent in your life, girl. I'll be the best man for the job, my girl, to get things done. Don't need my gun on my tongue, girl, to get you sprung. Spit these peas from afar, girl, meet me by the bar. Get some drinks in you and come and kick it with a star. You can be my lady, really, really be my lady. Ride off in a black Mercedes, while we laugh at these punk niggas hating. You can be my lady, really, really be my lady. Ride off in a black Mercedes, while we laugh at these punk niggas hating.
You in their grasp, even for us women, you explored in your past. See, I put two and two together, easy math to talking high from these lows. The love pure and it slowly grows. It was time that I got at you before. When these black streets should've gave you kiss before I let you go. Now we out on roads. You decide if you stay at home or coming on the tow. I'm deciding which diamonds you won't dip and go. If I got it, you got it, the world's all alone.
Yes, that was once again My Lady by Get 'Em L's featuring Maine the God. I really like that record. It's real smooth. You said that Maine, he produced that track, right?
Actually, 100K Battle produced that track, but he actually makes beats of his own that we got featured on my album, too.
Okay, I like that. That one's real smooth. That's a good ride vibe. Oh, man. You know, I'm going to ask you the question. And from this question, I ask all artists. Tell me your top five, dead or alive. What's your top five favorite artists?
My top five favorite artists, dead or alive. Well, yeah, Pac got to be on the top of that list. I'm going to say Tupac. I want to say Biggie. I want to say Method Man. I want to say Twister. And I want to say
E-40. Okay, you went with the lyrical Those like Twista, E-40, that was nice, unexpected choices. E-40 not so much because
Twister, I gotta go with E-40 and Twister. But Twister from Chicago, that's where I'm from, born and raised. So I gotta go with Twister.
Okay, I was gonna ask you to make that one make sense because Bay, E-40, I could see that hands down. But Twister, that makes it. But Twister's dope though. One of the first rappers to ever make the Guinness Book of World Records. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah, I'll talk.
It just threw me like you never hear people from the Bay. That would not be somebody that they would pick. But when you said you're originally from Chicago, that makes all the sense in the world to me. And then Method Man is he's one of my all-time favorites too. He's not to be messed with.
I was gonna throw Red Man in there too though.
Yeah, Red go. Method is just the one.
But I only got five top. You only got five people.
Well, Did you do five? You did. Yeah, you did five. Well, if you could throw Red in there. Personally, me, I probably would have took out Biggie and put Red in there. That would have been my lineup. But see, I would.
Well, you said dead or alive though. You said dead or alive though.
You know, that's your choices. Yeah, dead or alive, dead or alive. So yeah, I appreciate you playing along with that. So who do you have? aspirations to? Who would you like to work with later on down the line? I don't care if it's somebody locally that you just feel is an up and coming indie artist that you feel like that dude is hot or that female is hot, or R&B, or if it's somebody that's mainstream because you can speak that into existence. Who would you like to eventually work with?
I got a few on that one. I want to say Alicia Keys on the R&B note because I always liked Alicia Keys' music, so it would be sick to do a song with her. And on some hip-hop type of songs, like if I wanted a hip-hop artist out there, I would probably say, well, Method Man has to be on that list, and then I would probably say like E-40 or somebody.
Okay, so you like E-40. What about since you like E-40 so much? I'm going to throw out one of my favorites from the clique. Do you like Be Legit, the Savage?
I love Be Legit, but I would say I would probably do a song with Sugar T, before I would go with Be Legit, because Sugar T, it feels like she has a more buzz out there, and she's trying to create a more of a buzz right now.
Sugar go hard, though. Sugar can...
Yeah, Sugar T always been hard. Sugar T always been hard, but most people sleep on her now.
Yeah, she is... I always appreciate an artist that can do both. If they can rap and sing right there, you automatically, hands down, got my vote. You know, because...
Oh, yeah, you can work with people like that.
Yeah, that's that diversity that people be sleeping on. And should have been doing that before it was cool. Before there was a Drake and different ones that's on these songs rapping and singing, it was Sugar T out here, you know, getting it in. So,
yeah
Be Legit. Be Legit is my dude from the clique. I love Be Legit. I don't know.
Yeah, Be Legit go hard, too. I love some Be Legit, though. Be Legit go hard.
Yeah, I've done a couple of exclusive interviews with him in L.A., and he's always, like, been so cool to interview and real transparent, and he always give me exclusive music, and he just goes so hard since the Hemp Museum. I still bump that to this day.
So you did your homework already.
I'm a old school hip hop historian, though. I came up in the culture, okay. So it ain't even about homework. I was a student. This is my what I really do. So it's a little different for me, but. Yeah, I want to get into another record, man. Let's get into you got one. Which one you want me to get on next? And then I'll let you set it up. I got two more.
You probably got in that list. Let me see what's in the list. I think you got Thick Models on there.
No, I think I got Drop It.
Drop It is one of the new ones. You can Drop It though.
Okay, let's do Drop It In. We'll get Drop It On, and then we'll talk about it a little bit. I want you to tell me a little bit about it. How about that?
All right, that works.
All right, here it is. Without further ado, get a mails with Drop It. Check it out and enjoy the ride.
She bad as hell, bounce that ass so I can blow them bands. Lil mama need a fan. She bad as hell, bounce that ass so I can blow them bands. And bounce it from me, shake it. Now bounce it from me, shake it. Now bounce it from me, shake it. So I can fucking break it. Now bounce it from me, shake it. Now bounce it from me, shake it. Now bounce it from me, shake it. So me, my teeth can break a god.
Break it down, lil mama. Ass got curves like a comma. I'm trying to wear like a mask. You do it proper. Back it up, now I won't stop ya. The way you make it move, got it feeling hotter. Got me in the mood, beat it up like a boxer. Let it drip like some ice cold water. Do the splits on the stick, gone off that rocker.
Little mama need a fan. She bad as hell, bounce that ass so I can blow them bands. Lil mama need a fan. She bad as hell. Bounce that ass so I can blow them bands. And bounce it from me, shake it. Now bounce it from me, shake it. Now bounce it from me, shake it. So I can fucking break it. Now bounce it from me, shake it. Now bounce it from me, shake it. Now bounce it from me, shake it. So me, my team can break a guy at home. I'm one of the flyest niggas in the room. Soon as my team walk in the building, waitress coming soon. Hurry up and bring the ones to my section. Bay Area up in this motherfucker, my we going dumb. I took that bitch advice to say money maker come. I need the baddest bitch up in here to drop so I can get it sprung. Hit her with that thunder dick, call me Mr. Drum. I gotta worry about what the streets and we done. Took over the charts, gone off the hen and run. With a big bag of that gas, now you know how we run. With a team full of niggas, get the job done. Blow it back and get it back, now we made it fun. Lil mama need a fan. She bad as hell, bounce that ass so I can blow them bands. Lil mama need a fan. She bad as hell, bounce that ass so I can blow them bands. And bounce it for me, shake it. Now bounce it for me, shake it. Now drop it for me, shake it. So I can fucking break it. So drop it for me, shake it. So drop it for me, shake it. So drop it for me, shake it. So me, my team can break it. I got 'em, got 'em.
Yes, that was Get 'Em L's with Drop It. I really like that record. It gives me that. It's a good party record. I really enjoy that record. Tell me a little bit about that. What made you go with that vibe. It actually, it could low-key be a good strip joint record too. And you know, those here
man,
are
you just took the words out of my mouth right there. That is a strip club record.
Okay. See? That's what's up. Well, that's a good look. You gotta have those, man. That's gonna get that continued circulation. And that's what you had in mind. You hate that record, or it just kind of rolled out that way. Once you heard the beat, and you kind of just let it kind of take you where you know.
Actually, we joked around with that record. Me and my boy Brick, my boy from Dayton, Ohio, he actually featured on there. And then we joked around about the beat, and then he's like, man, this sounds like a strip club beat. And then we just ran with it.
Smart. So we got another one, though. I want you to tell me a little bit about High Master.
High Master, that's actually Smoking the Spinach.
Okay. That's the same song?
Yes, it's actually named Smoking the Spinach, but that's a new song off my new album that I got coming too.
You changed the
he
name?
He just labeled
or...
it High Master when he sent it to me. Yeah, I changed the name because he sent it to me in the wrong little wave file.
Okay, so we got to make sure we clarify that for the listeners again. So when it's available and if that's something that they like and want to, I'm going to keep it in rotation regardless. All my indie artists, I keep it in rotation for Saturday's playlist. So we're going to make sure we get that name correct, which is Smoking the Spinach, correct?
Yes.
Okay, without further ado, we're going to get that one on and then we're going to talk about it a little bit afterwards. So here it is, Smoking the Spinach by Get 'em the L. Check it out and enjoy the ride.
DJ's Big.
Your mama smoking the spinach. I'm smoking the spinach. Get me so damn high. I wanna come up in it. Your mama smoking the spinach. I'm smoking the spinach. Like Popeye without the spinach. Olive oil and red. Mama smoking the spinach. Every day I wake up looking at my address head as if that's telling me to roll up. Man, I got so much spinach. This shit don't come in a can. They come in a big ass jar. That's taking your boy to the land. Better yet, off of Mars. The smoke will stay with the plan. To pull up in the space of your boy. Stay with them bands. Man, I hustle so hard. I watch my paper expand. Man, I run these streets. Your boy definitely your man. Your mama smoking the spinach. I'm smoking the spinach. Get me so damn high. I wanna climb up in it. With my mom smoking the spinach. I'm smoking the spinach. Like Popeye without the spinach. Olive oil and red. I be so damn high. I run up in it. I put a dent in it, that's why she stay so committed. I pull out my pocket, ain't no that in it. Bands of hundreds and fifties, man, you know that I'm winning. I was destined to get it, I'm always fit. Every brand new car, got a brand new one in it. I didn't get this far by breaking no limits. This shit ain't no gimmick, man, I just go and get it.
Your mama smoking the spinach, I'm smoking the spinach. Get me so damn high, I wanna climb up in it. I'm smoking the spinach. I'm smoking the spinach. Like Popeye without the spinach. Olive oil and red.
Laid back, cool, smoking on the spinach. Done with school, so you know I'm finished. Got time to chill, might do the dishes. Bad mamacita want me all up in it. Getting to the cash, got mad inventions. Just a little something that I had to mention. Roll up in blaze, that's like every day. If you wanna go get it, gotta get paid.
Your mama smoking the spinach, I'm smoking the spinach. Get me so damn high, I wanna climb up in it. With my mama smoking the spinach, I'm smoking the spinach. Like Popeye without the spinach, olive oil and red.
Yes, that was Smoking the Spinach by Get 'em L's. Who was that on that record with you? I heard somebody else.
That was my boy, shout out Brick from Dayton, Ohio, and that was my boy OG Kenny, OG Ken Dog from actually San Jose.
Okay, I like that. That was a nice collaboration. I like that everybody's voice fit and everybody rolled the wave really, really well. Everybody's cadence was on pocket. I really like that. I'm like, wait a minute, I'm hearing other voices here. So that's what's up. So you really do work with Brick quite a bit, I see.
Yeah, I do. I've been trying to get him off the map as well as myself because when we met on some craziness because I didn't know he was an artist neither. He was actually my engineer.
So that was good. You snatched him up right away. Because he's dope. He's going to have to tap in.
Yeah,
with
we just had good chemistry. That was we had our good chemistry from the gate, so we ran with it.
That's what's up. I'm going to have to get him on the show as well. He's dope. I like that. I like you guys' chemistry. It's a good fit. It's a good fit. That's what's up.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
All right, so you know how to pick them. So do you got some female features on this project? Any singers or just female rappers or anything?
Man, I need some females. I got a few that I got in mind for some new albums that I got coming out. I actually got some females on the next album, but I need some females. I need to speak that into existence. That's why I brought up Sugar T, because I want to work with her.
Okay, because I don't know why I kept picturing, maybe it was from a mixtape or something, because I think I remember once you sent me something, and I don't know why I remember a female being on it. It was a while ago.
It probably
man.
Was.
Maybe.
I mean, I got some female features, but it was a long time ago, though, probably.
Yeah, it was a while ago. Maybe it wasn't. Yeah, maybe it was on a mixtape or something. So I just thought I would put that out there and see. So is the album available right now on platforms for people to get?
Yeah, they can actually go on Pandora, iTunes, Spotify. It's out there everywhere. My mixtapes, a couple platforms
okay, well,
out there I'm on right now, iTunes.
Okay, tell everybody the name of the album. Go ahead and pitch that. Tell everybody.
It's called A Whole Nother Planet.
Okay. I know you said it in the beginning, but, you know, just in case people tap in midways or whatever, you always want to make sure we get that out there. A Whole Nother Planet.
Oh, yeah,
you
got to keep that in your head. It's from A Whole Nother Planet.
Yeah, you got to keep, yep. Get that A Whole Nother Planet by Get 'Em L's, and that is available on all music platforms right now. And then I need you guys to go follow him on all his social medias. Go ahead and pick your social medias for him, L.
Okay, I got Instagram at Get 'Em L's. I got Twitter at Get 'Em L's. I got YouTube at Get 'Em L's. I got Reverb Nation at Get 'Em L's.
You don't have a like page on Facebook?
Facebook, I actually got two pages on Facebook, but one of them is actually filled because you can only have 5,000 fans on one Facebook page, so I made another one. So
okay.
I actually have a
you
Facebook at Get 'Em L's
want...
too.
Okay, there it is right there. Because, you know, I got two pages too, but I got one for business and one private. I got the same with my Instagram, one business and one private. So if it's Felicia, my government name, then that means you consider one of my people's too. But then if it's the first lady point of view, that's just business. So that's why I wanted to give you the opportunity to pitch that. But let everybody know what they can expect from you in the near future.
I'm working with so many artists right now, so I'm going to drop so many albums and mixtapes. I just want people to listen to all the good music that I got coming out and really support and believe in me because I'm really going to be out there and get my music heard and getting it out there to the world so they can actually listen to it.
And this is the time to do it. It is some benefit in this quarantine season, if you will, because especially for creative people, you know, like artists, writers, producers, things of that nature, this is the time that you could get a lot of work in because people are so still right now. So they're streaming more. They're logging
sure.
on a little bit more. So you got the right idea when you said, I'm just going to be banging them out, just putting them out. That's the way to get it done.
Oh,
and
man.
I salute that, man.
Me and Brick got 90 songs done in less than 30 days.
Wow. Yeah, I'm going to have to get Brick on the show. He's busy like you. That's the thing that made me say, you know what, let me get L's on here because L's always keeping me in the loop when he got music. You always, and I know you probably was thinking, she probably don't even listen. I listen to everything. Trust me.
I'm glad you listen to
it.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, I listen to everything. Some people think like, and you know what? And it's weird because, you know, I've been doing music reviews for years. I started out doing music reviews for the Sac Report magazine like 11 years ago. And people are actually surprised when they pop up on the music review spread. Like, I didn't even know she listened to my music. Yeah, that's what I do for a living. You know, like, this ain't, you know, a hobby for me. It's really what I do. It's not, I'm not like everybody
else.
You'd
be surprised how many artists I send people music to.
Yes, yeah, so, but like I said, a lot of people don't really listen because I get so many people that be like, oh, I'm shocked you listen. I don't, you know, people don't. I'm like, yeah, I listen. Like, at the weirdest times, I'm listening. I could be cleaning up around my house and I'm a push it through my surround sound. I'm a listen. I could be in the gym working out. I'm a put it all those artist songs. Because what I usually do, so I'm not really big when people send them to me via social media, but that's the only way to get it to me. That's cool. Because me and my people will just go ahead and transport it. We'll get it from one outlet to the next to where I can have it in my, you know, playlist and go through it and write down. Like I always write a little note on the side as to, okay, I need to remember this, I need to remember that. So I ain't gonna give up too much of my recipe, but yeah, I get all your music, and you've been sending me music for a long time.
I appreciate you finally listening to it and responding
I listen to it when I get it. Believe that. But what it is is I really do. But what it is and then I take these mental notes, but my commercial radio platform, I had been, like, for years, I did, like I said, music reviews, I do that still. And I could do that with any genre of music. It doesn't have to be censored or anything. But 96.5 FM, my day job, that is commercial radio. So I can't, it's a lot of stuff that I can't get away with pushing on the air, you know. But this new platform, I have to build it up to what my other platform is, but I'm not worried about that. That always happens, right? But,
you gotta work towards it. You'll be all right.
Yeah, I mean, and I just respect for my same old people. They follow me. They come where I'm at. Like, oh, you're doing this now? And so many people was asking me to bring back Indie Spotlight, because in Los Angeles, that's what I do until I got promoted there. So it just makes it kind of hard. But Indie Spotlight has always been like my love, because I get to meet people like you, and I get to give them exposure to it with a lot of indie artists. Some of them get a little cocky, and they think that they're supposed to be on like the Breakfast Club. You know, check this out. You know, first of all, the kid is an award-winning producer. You know, so let's be clear on that. And but at the same time, you know, you got to let it do what it do. And you want everybody to take it serious as well. I feel like, you know, I make you take it more serious than you take it, and it's your career. And like how you were very prompt and you replied to everything that I asked of you, and you were on time. And I appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm a very humble. I'm a very humble person, so I know how to stay in my lane.
Yeah, that's what I was. Okay, I didn't want to remember earlier when I said you real laid back for a rap artist. I can appreciate that. That's the words I should have used. You real humble and kick back. You don't have the entitled arrogance about you, and I appreciate that. That's gonna get you far. You know, you gotta. I don't know. You just gotta put that energy out there because it's more appealing. Everybody don't want to be rah rah rah. You know. It's very disheartening.
I just know how to be me. That's all. I just know how to be me. So I just got to keep being me.
That's right. That's right. And I appreciate it, man. And I appreciate you taking the time out to come tap in with me. And if you ever, ever, ever got something that you want to get out, a new record, anything. Matter of fact, when you get a chance, send me a couple more joints that you would like to have featured on the show. And I'll be happy to add those into rotation, because I know you said you got one song that you mentioned that you thought you sent me, but you didn't. So I would love to get that into rotation for you as well. And if you got something coming up and you just want to tap in with the kid, you got my contact. Just hit me up and tell me, you know what, First Lady, I need to get on the show. I got this thing coming up and I want to talk about it. You're always welcome once you come in, you always welcome to the table, man. And that's just what it is. And like I said, I got to get your guy Brick on here, man. That's next step. It's mandatory.
I'm pretty sure he'd be happy to get up on there.
Yeah, that's what's up. So, man, I want you to enjoy your day. And once again, thank you. And I appreciate you. Is there anybody you want to shout out or anything you want to say to the people before I let you go and enjoy the rest of your evening?
Man, shout out to you first for having me on the show. And I want to shout out my boy Brick. I want to shout out my whole team, AMG. I just want to shout out all my fans, everybody that's been, you know what I'm saying, rolling with me and supporting me. So God bless.
That's what's up, man. Once again, you all, we have been rapping with Get 'em L straight out of the Bay Area, San Jose's own. Make sure you guys go get that on all streaming platforms. Make sure you contact, go follow him on all the social medias, Get 'em L. And you can also replay this episode by going to my website, The First Lady, TOV Talk Radio. So until next time, peace, one love, may God bless your hustle. I'm out of here, man. Make sure y'all tap in Wednesday for the news highlights.
Mama, I can't make shit up, ayy. If I ain't a real boy, what you call it? it, you see it. Woo. The essence in my grill. You peeped it, you peeped it. Woo. I'm a boy for real. I keep it. On me stay heated. I knock the meat out your beater. Crack them gates up in Rita. Or should I say jail? J-Pay, Corley, and music by mail. I started with nothing, ended up with a lot. All my life I've been hustling and clutching choppers and glocks.
Man, I get it to pop whenever I'm on the block. Never know who'll score when you feed them the rock. 6 in the morning, dreads at my spot. Ball on the floor, team ready to drop. Rum with scotch, I roll one up. Enough in my blunt to levitate like monks. Big boss status ain't made for runs. Exotics online that'll wake shit up.
Hey, yeah, wake shit up. Hey, on my mama, I can't make shit up. Hey, if I ain't a real boy, what you call it? I don't think you want no fronts. Wake shit up. Hey, on my mama, I can't make shit up. Hey, if I ain't a real boy, what you call it?
In it. Got a feeler and a heater when I'm off in it. When I meet her, I'ma need about a soft minute. We can chop it over lunch, maybe talk spinach. Got a plotter we can rock and we walk with it. Get a bag, run it up, then we run it back. Get a pack to the yak, watch how they act. It's a rap when it's wrapped and it's all intact. If I ain't a real boy, what you call that?
Having at it, getting to it. I'm on this juice, same color as transmission fluid. 2 units on my collarbone, but the screen cracked on my iPhone. And these niggas dealing with their hormones. They acting like bitches, they need some tampons. I'm having my riches, I'm sitting on a few tickets, and I lay a nigga out like a napkin.
Hey, yeah, wake shit up. Hey, on my mama, I can't make shit up. Hey, if I ain't a real boy, what you call it? I don't think you want no fronts. Wake shit up. Hey, on my mama, I can't make shit up. Hey, if I ain't a real boy, what you call it?
Everything Gucci in another week. Just put the stash in the 7-3. Me and Lil Bro, we don't even speak. Block me on the gram, I ain't even peep. All I ever had was a bunch of love. Pop anybody trying to fuck with cuz. It is what it is, was what it was. Truth really is, we don't give a
Rose
fuck.
Rose gold, Gucci rims on my Chevy, the paint wet. Bought a studio with my sound exchange. I'm a movie hoe, you can find me on the set. Slapping dominoes, shooting dice, talking shit. Excruciating throb in the trunk of the mob. Mama used to tell me to get me a job. I used to tell my mama, don't you worry, Saha. One day my pocket's gonna be as fat as the block.
Yeah, wake shit up. Hey, on my mama, I can't make shit up. Hey. If I ain't a real boy, what you call it? I don't think you want no fronts. Wake shit up, ayy. On my mama, I can't make shit up, ayy. If I ain't a real boy, what you call it?
Polluted, unsanitized. Why stay? They'll turn your potato to french fries. AK? Homicide. Fuck around and get neutralized. Savage, uncivilized. Get in your shit like some flies. Pull a bitch like a trailer without the hitch. She want my dick between both of her lips. She like my outfit, my status, my personality. Took her to the telly, skeeted on her cavity.
I put it on my nana, clip game bananas. Chopper got a cooler, pistol got the bandana. Beela got a scanner, hammer and some hoes. Blowing on exotic, she been playing with her nose. We on chippy toes, pose for the gram. She do it for the fam, baby know the game plan. Hit before I scram, put her in the jam. Supposed to have her back, but I was in a going ham.
Meet the dealers, all real niggas, no squillers. 30 on the bottom, 40 cal potato pillars. We them guys, not like them, we're realer. I'm in here with the vacuum sealer. Meet the dealers, all real niggas, no squillers. 30 on the bottom, 40 cal potato pillars. We them guys, not like them, we're realer. I'm in here with the vacuum sealer.
Beanie cap rolled up, sitting on top of the head. Pistol fold up, little niggas about their bread. She gon' hoe up, that's what his pimp partner said. We gon' blow up and buy a big ass cred.
Saucy, they offer me bricks and broomsticks. Hits from the dab, you know how mad these fools get. Maps of the pad, got your bitch in the pool with. Bosses in their tops is playing around with pool. food sticks.
The other day ago when I was headed to the south to buy some backwoods to smoke my turtle, I saw this buster that owed me a couple dollars or so. At first I was about to let the shit go,
but no, this nigga on go, he acting hella antsy. Like I ain't the chef, you know I shrimp scampi. I put him in the mix, shoot him in his dick. Don't ever fuck around with the family.
Meet the dealers, all real niggas, no squillers. 30 on the bottom, 40 cal potato pillars. We them guys, not like them, we're realer. I'm in here with the vacuum sealer. Meet the dealers, all real niggas, no squillers. 30 on the bottom, 40 cal potato pillars. We them guys, not like them, we're realer. I'm in here with the vacuum sealer.
I die hard. Dry cars with no OnStar. Spend the night with a porn star. She got her own bar. Keep my weed in the closed jar. And roll them up, she got handlebars.
Annually, it's 4 quarters and 12 months. Listen here, it's 8,760 hours in a year. The 28 grams in a zip of nasal candy, right? 1,000 gigabytes in a terabyte.
Long nights in the summertime, still counting money. Hard top rain, like to drop it when it's sunny. And you can ask Sonny, cause he the bus driver. Clever like MacGyver with a stash box aside.
We're living in a world where the unexpected became expected. Real shit, niggas disrespected. Seconds can mean the difference between life and death. Every day I wake up and open my eyes, I'm blessed.
Meet the dealers, all real niggas, no squillers. 30 on the bottom, 40 cal potato pillars. We them guys, not like them, we're realer. I'm in here with the vacuum sealer. Meet the dealers, all real niggas, no squillers. 30 on the bottom, 40 cal potato pillars. We them guys, not like them, we're realer. I'm in here with the vacuum sealer. Meet the dealers.
DJ Bass, candy coated and diamonds on the grill, bitch, I'm a hustle.
DJ Ski.
I started off with 7 grams of that killer. Hollered at my nigga, didn't know nothing about it till I hit the streets like Thriller. Me and my brother hit the hall, but not an L in the car. But when we got back, we set up shock, get fucked by the law. I hit the scene with them 2 bags by 10 minutes later. I was back on that 110, couple of zones for the favor. Not a word and got loose, them town that boy got some shit. It was fresh from Humboldt County, I was knocking them zips, putting them tools on the fuse. I wasn't even smoking, my nigga. Used to take my brother with me, he would fire the picture. Used to slang to the homies, had a thing for them dealers. Change the color of them baggies, I used to slang to the millers. Living live on the fire, just watch baby come chill. Had the mango for real and purple kush for the steel. Selling out back to back, taking up rap for rap. You can do it like this, cause shit, I got it like that. Nigga, I'm a hustler. Candy coated and diamonds on the grill, bitch, I'm a hustle. Check a ticket, my nigga, how I feel, bitch, I'm a hustle. 45 for them suckers, try to peel, bitch, I'm a hustle. I gotta go out and get it on the real, bitch, I'm a hustle.
Turning heads on this corner, somewhere touching the bottom, so money fast, they tore up. Birds flying like winter, niggas get burnt like a sinner. Made another 100 racks, ain't sunny yet, but I'm feeling. Probably cop me a hater, blend my seats with a gator. Something looking Dominican, pussy deep as a crater. Bitch, I hustle, hustle gang, I'm that rider. Tell your bitch to get with it, or get that bitch who beside her. Off in my lap, trying to hide her. Moving slow and she in tickets, she ain't with it, nothing like it. I'm amazing with the niggas, I'm the truth, and that's convicted. Niggas pussy, they evicted, bad intentions get you rigged. Tell them niggas redirect it, bitch, I'm a hustle.
Candy coated and diamonds on the grill, bitch, I'm a hustle. Check a ticket, my nigga, how I feel, bitch, I'm a hustle. 45 for them suckers, try to peel, bitch, I'm a hustle. I gotta go out and get it on the real, bitch, I'm a hustle for stacks. I'm a hustle for family. I'm a hustle for this music until I bust me a Grammy. I'm a hustle for flows, I keep my fly on the field. Used to hustle the pills, nigga, I'm a hustle for. Legit, ballin' and still callin', I hustle to have. If I hustle, I pass. I'ma hustle till the lights go out in this place. I hustle for the shine and keep a diamond in the bitch face. Take me out my mode and I'ma hustle till the bills fall. Sold out shows and arenas, got the homies down at real call. Yeah, I'ma hustle for whips, leave me some shit on the road. If it all goes full, bust me a brick from the stove. I'ma hustle like Chucky, I'ma hustle like Lou. I'ma hustle like Damani, Stuntin' Island, no fools. I'ma hustle like Lil D in the Bay getting scratched. I'ma hustle like Snoop.
on a real bitch. I'm a
Yes, Hustler. Y'all know that's one of my favorite tracks, right? In case you didn't know, now you know. Please pick a page. Or you can like both of my pages on Facebook. The First Lady P.O.B. The First Lady P.O.B. Like that on Facebook. You can also follow on Instagram and Twitter as well. First Lady is always spelled with the number one, lowercase STLADY. That is when you're referring to myself and my brand because it is trademarked. So that's the only way, right? All right. Oh, man. And then make sure you go like First Lady Felicia K on Facebook as well, all right? Number one, lowercase ST, capital L, capital A, capital D, capital Y, F-E-L-I-C-I-A, capital K. Like that on Facebook, follow on Instagram and Twitter as well. If you have outlets you would like me to reciprocate, just say so, and I got you. Make sure you check in daily. Well, you can do it once a week with the website, the First Lady P-O-B, always with the number one, lowercase ST. The First Lady POV, that's where the news highlights will also be. And on Wednesday, I'll be going live right here on Blog Talk Radio, the First Lady Point of View, with your news highlights as well. But then there's a missing person profile that I always do. And when you go to the website, you'll get to see that person full features description. That way, you'll have a visual as well, versus me just saying the name and describing them and telling you where they went missing from. And you never know, those missing person profiles that I like to spotlight are vital because you could be responsible for helping bring someone back home safely to the loved ones. And oh, what a feeling, right? Just like reaching back for those that did it, just like reaching back for those that are coming up behind you and paying homage to those who did it before you. It's gratifying. You'll feel good about yourself. I promise you will. I got to go, man. I know I said I was out of here. I was out of here, right? But I had to get on a couple of records for you all, and I had to make sure I tapped in and told you about those social outlets. So that's it for the kid. Our hour is up for the day. Man, tap in with me on Wednesday. I got you. We're going to do some news highlights, and we're going to talk about some fun stuff. All right, have a good weekend. Be safe. Remember, social distancing, okay? Social distancing, wearing your mask, washing your hands, keeping your hand sanitizer on deck. And if you got access to some gloves, it won't hurt to use those as well. All right, I'm real excited about a couple of people that I got coming up. So you guys want to stay tuned and tap in with those social media platforms so you can know who, when, what, how, and where, and all that good stuff. Until next time, man, I'm out of here.
We tuned in.
First Lady Point of View. First Lady Point of View.
We tuned in.
First Lady Point of View. First Lady Point of View.
Culture, music, news, reviews.
First Lady Point of View.
You tuned in.
First Lady Point of View. It's the First Lady Point of View.
Stepped in, yeah, we always on time. First Lady Felicia K on the line. Wanna know what's poppin'? Tap in for the scoop. On all the hot topics. The latest fashion, new music reviews. The hottest artists and exclusive interviews. You came to the right spot. First Lady on deck, keep it locked.
Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
First Lady Point of View. First Lady Point of View.
You tuned in.
First Lady Point of View. First Lady Point of View.
Culture, music, news, reviews. You tuned in.
First Lady Point of View.
You tuned in.
First Lady Point of View.
It's the First Lady Point of View.